For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. The cost of gasoline is having an impact on the lives of people across the state and nation. But at times, it can be difficult to determine why gasoline prices seem to fluctuate quickly. Dan Modlin has this report.
Dr. Brian Goff is an economist with WKU's Center for Applied Economics. He's been studying gasoline price trends in the region, and he says many consumers are unaware of the impact inventory issues have on the price at the pump.
Gas stations aren't just in the business of selling, they're in the business of holding inventory 24/7, essentially. If you're going to always make sure you have inventory, that means prices have to adjust, especially during periods of stretched or pinched inventories. Now, thing is, we don't observe inventories. Well, you drive by the gas station and all gas stations locally, you don't know what's in their tank. The evidence of that are these big spikes in prices. The case I make to people that shows the importance of these is the Nashville 2008 gasoline shortage. That's a case where the lack of inventory became apparent only because price didn't adjust enough.
Dr. Goff says people in South Central Kentucky often complain that gasoline prices are too high compared to Tennessee, but he says Tennessee's tax laws play a part in that pricing.
It's not too hard to come across websites that will give you a map of the U.S. and show the sum of federal, state, and local taxes. And one thing that people just don't generally realize is that Tennessee, that combination of all three levels of taxation, on average in Tennessee is about 67 cents lower than it is in Kentucky. And so it's not surprising that Kentucky outlets, especially those away from the border, would have considerably higher prices. Those close to the border, competition may drive suppliers there to take some of the hit in gasoline difference themselves just to be able to sell.
Greg Laskowski is a senior petroleum analyst with GasBuddy.com. He says many other factors can have a significant impact on gasoline prices, including uncertainty about the hurricane season.
If we were talking about a hurricane, let's say, that was headed toward the Gulf of Mexico, that would have an impact probably on gasoline prices nationwide, because the Gulf of Mexico is basically the epicenter for oil and energy. This is where we see not just the oil that is coming in on tankers, but we see pipelines that have to provide oil all throughout the Northeast, even up into the center of the country.
And Laskowski says the cost of transporting gasoline to stations goes up as the cost of fuel rises.
It does. In fact, that's one of the questions that's going to be discussed probably in greater detail as we look further at the Keystone Pipeline. If the Keystone Pipeline is not built, we're probably going to be looking at an increase in rail travel, where the oil now must go from Canada down the center of the country, basically on rail, and certainly on trucks. The cost of delivery is definitely a factor that influences the price at the pump.
Dr. Brian Goff says it's always difficult to predict the future for fuel prices, but he believes the long-term outlook for gasoline will depend in part on world demand, and that could be driven by developing economies in China and India.
Obviously, everybody's crystal ball can be awfully flawed. Many things can enter in, just like we saw with the recession. But if we're talking over the next 10, 20 years, that kind of horizon, I think almost anybody who follows and predicts oil prices and gasoline prices expect them to go up, largely because India will begin doing what may begin doing what China is doing. You get many, many more automobiles. China demand will likely continue to grow. In fact, the things that would short-circuit such an increase would be things most of us wouldn't like, and that is worldwide economy really tanking.
Dr. Brian Goff spoke to the Noon Rotary Club in Bowling Green this week. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.